are now watching the College Baseball Insider Show.
It's behind it. This is hammered. Left field, and we are tied. Wow.
Now, here are your hosts, giving you an inside look into the top matchups.
What is up? Week 6 in the books. Smitty, Q, the full gang is back. What'd y'all think of the weekend overall, fellas?
I think it's waking up with a hangover because it was drunk all weekend.
Yeah. Smitty?
No lead is safe. Let's just say that. Well, now when we're doing the bullpen alert on Texas, it's nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
Man, so many games. Even Arkansas, who's supposed to be elite at pitching, they give up a 5-1 lead. Duke looked bad. Florida State looked bad. The list goes on and on. Kendall, I was talking backstage. I was a little underwhelmed by Kendall's tweet. He posted out and was like, I hope y'all are ready for shakeups in the top 25 and some fresh faces. I mean, outside of Kentucky and then welcome back South Carolina, Kansas State started preseason top 25. I thought it was a little underwhelming. There's not as big of a shakeup as I thought. I honestly thought that Clemson would jump Arkansas. Me personally, as a Razorback fan, I would say Clemson is an overall better team than Arkansas right now. They're not as good pitching, but you look at what all they have on offense. You look at the way they're winning games. They just look like second to Oregon State right now. I'd probably have Clemson, Oregon State, Arkansas as my top three. Just my two cents. What do you take away from this, Q?
I mean, outside of I guess you did have TCU top five preseason dropout. That's a little shocking. And then you see Santa Barbara. They started to get it together. They dropped this weekend, but I think they're ultimately going to be fine. I could see them kind of creeping back into the top 25 next weekend. So what I did see is I saw a lot of like 20 to 10 movement in terms of like, so Virginia cracks the top 10, Dallas Baptist moves up, Duke moves up, Wake Forest was like 17 or 18 last week. They come back up. East Carolina falters a little bit from that 10-11 spot down to 15. But like you said, to me, outside of that 17, 18 to 10 roundup, like your top 10 pretty much stayed the same, you know, with the exception of LSU dropping a couple and Vanderbilt dropping a couple. And then the back end kind of stayed the same. They just kind of interchanged themselves is kind of what I saw.
Smitty?
Well, I think the top is pretty legit. I mean, Arkansas, Oregon State, Clemson, Texas A&M is really good. You know, I was impressed with Florida this weekend, what they did. I did not think they were going to go to LSU and win two games there. So, again, that team still has so much potential that could really catch fire and really move up there. You know, we'll talk about Vanderbilt here in a little bit. UVA really put it to the Pitt Panthers this weekend. That's a team to keep an eye on. It's UVA and Dallas Baptist. I know they lost for me yesterday, but that's a team that just keeps on moving up. So always keep an eye because, like we've said, they're always there but at the end.
So one thing I started working on last night, I wanted to try to come up with kind of like a strength of record, like football. And I was looking at all the stats, like the weighted runs created, Sierra, strength of schedule, win percentage. Well, when I came up with a finite number for power rank, and it would be Clemson, Arkansas, North Carolina would be your top three. And I started thinking about that, like, wow, North Carolina, they're down the board. I mean, 14th. The Tar Heels lost Jake Knapp, and I feel like I wrote them off personally as being a contender. But are the Tar Heels legit?
I would say better than last year. I wouldn't call them legit, as in like a late June contender. I'll tell you why. Ozuna hit a good season, I believe, as a freshman. Really sucked last year, and he's kind of got hot. But I could see him dropping off. And if you really look at North Carolina's schedule, I feel like they haven't played a dominant schedule yet. And I think maybe that's why they're kind of staying in that top 15 range. And then, you know, yeah, they obviously lost to Miami, and then Miami turns around and loses to Notre Dame. Like, that just makes that loss even more. And then you look at who else they play. The Georgia Tech, I mean, yeah, you got the Drew Burris, but outside of that, like, they're still unranked. They've kind of played a weak schedule as well. So their wins aren't dominant wins, but their losses are now starting to compound into worse losses just due to the fact of the season playing out and other in those teams, you know, losing and making it worse. One point, and then we can move on, at least for my segment. I would be curious to do a comparison between Oklahoma and Georgia. I know Oklahoma, didn't they take the series against TCU last weekend?
Yep.
I know that's a big thing, but TCU is on a rapid decline. I don't know what their issue is. They got to figure it out. But Georgia, for the pitching staff that they have, it's not that great. You know, the offense has been consistent all year. I just don't understand, especially with some SEC bias, how Oklahoma at 14-9 can be in the top 25. And then I know people will say, well, Florida's top six at 14-9. Well, Florida's played one of the toughest schedules in the country at this point, and they've handled business against two top five teams. So don't even try to compare. Oklahoma really hasn't played anybody, in my opinion, outside of that reeling TCU team. Georgia's played some dogs.
Yeah, pun intended. I would have Georgia in my top 25, but I also would have had Georgia Tech in my top 25 last week. And
yeah,
the Jackets get swept this weekend, which we can get into later. But overall, top 25, I still feel like there is a lot of parity this year, but it's only parity in like the top 10. Maybe
they're just beating each other up.
Yeah. Yeah, last and you're going to continue to see teams drop. That's why I think it's so crucial to, like, move around the number one team, because it's not like football where, you know, if Georgia goes 12-0, they stay the number one team all year. Nobody's going 60-0. You're going to have to adjust it. And I, truth be told, I don't want Arkansas to be the number one overall seed.
It's a curse.
Bad luck. So I was kind of surprised that Clemson or Oregon State didn't jump us this week. But
yeah, I think you'll see for the first time in a long time, there's going to be a top eight seed with 20 losses this year, because the SEC is going to beat each other up. ACC is going to beat each other up. It's going to happen. You're going to have like a 38-20 top eight national seed just due to strength of schedule, who they play. It's just going to be a little bit different than last year, where probably the worst record was like a 14 loss team.
Well, here are the results of the SEC pick'em. Congratulations, Q. You had a stellar weekend. You hold the crown for now. Disappointing. I took a
risk. It'll change next week.
I took a risk with Missouri. They let me down. I didn't cave to you guys saying Arkansas was going to sweep Auburn. That was one that I did win. Tennessee didn't sweep Ole Miss, so we all got that one wrong. Hats off to Smitty for getting Georgia.
Yep.
Bulldogs.
Georgia in a sweep, like, that should have been worth us. Georgia in a sweep should have been worth bonus points had he called that one. But Q, round of applause. Florida Gators, 2-1, big series win at Alex Box Stadium against LSU. What do you have to say for yourself and your Gators?
The scholarship team played this weekend. Club team will be out Tuesday against Florida State.
But really, though, fade Florida in midweeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Until Pierce Kapala comes back, he's going to be their midweek guy.
Smitty, what are your takeaways here?
Well, Georgia, you know, everything you guys said about Georgia being in the top 25, I was shocked when they weren't in the top 25. And, you know, now seeing Oklahoma, I mean, I don't really have to go back because I agreed with everything you guys said. I mean, Oklahoma, I think 1-2 against West Virginia this weekend, and they're in, and they're not – you know, Georgia, Q said, pitching staff, I think they have like a high 5 ERA, but they play gorilla ball. I mean, they mash the ball. They have a lot of guys that can hit home runs. Tennessee, really like that team. Yeah, I'm glad I went with Kentucky against Missouri. That was a good one. And
Missouri played it tough, though.
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely.
They did. Like I said, I took a big risk, but that was dumb.
You were on it. You were on it. It could have went either way, and you were right. I mean, I think you were on the right side as well. I think both sides were right, personally.
But here's what I think is funny is going back to the top 25. Now Kentucky gets in the top 25 after going 2-1 against Mizzou.
Yeah.
But not Georgia. Going 3-0
against them. Top. Georgia beat them last week.
11 was.
Or no, Kentucky beat them. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2-1.
I don't know. I don't agree with that. I think Georgia should be in. All right. Three up, three down. I'll start Florida Gators. This team, this is going to be one of those records that you look at and you're like, ugh. But TCU was kind of in the same boat last year. I think they're a really good team. And even though they'll drop midweeks and they probably won't sweep in a series, they're still solid. And I think you've got to keep moving them up despite the record. And then for my down Florida State, you come in, you're 18-0, feeling good. You have three leads and blow them all to get swept. So congratulations. I hope you like your short vacation in the top 25 because I don't think you're going to be there long. Q, take it away.
I was going to do Florida, but you took them. I'll just say the freshmen are starting to figure it out on the mound, which is encouraging to add to your point. But South Carolina, they looked like a team that was dead. No emotion, no effort, no heart. And they bounce back and they handle Vandy. And I remember saying, like, I think Vandy's going to regress at some point. You know, they're still kind of a hard read, in my opinion. You know, what's the offense? It's very power heavy. If you get a good pitcher that can, you know, induce some Ks, then they're going to struggle. I think it was more so Vandy regressing than South Carolina being dominant, if that makes sense, offensively. But, hey, kudos to them. You go 3-0 in Founders Park. You get your mojo back. And then my down is Duke. I think we can all agree. To blow multiple, you know, 6-7 run leads is just uncalled for. You can't do it. You know, NC State, in my opinion, is not overly great. There's no reason Duke shouldn't have won the game. Personally, I think they should have swept the series. They're that much better of a team. But this weekend, they didn't show it. And they've got some real question marks offensively. Big power game. But again, maybe I was right. Maybe they just started hot and they're falling back into what they should be offensively or what we all thought they would be. So I got to see the next couple weekends. And then I think Duke will tell the story themselves within the next 2 weekends.
Yeah. Nick, what was this weekend? It was drunk. Like Q said, still think Oregon State's the best team in the country. And I agree. I think they are well-rounded. Their pitching is suspect, but they've stepped up when they've needed to. So sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, Smitty.
Go on,
dive into your three up, three down.
All right, let's go Georgia. Again, I thought it was a big series this weekend. Again, you got to love the offense. Pitching's a little bit of a question mark, but should have been in the top 25. And then Vanderbilt, you know, I spoke highly of them on Thursday night when we did the show. Just got it, taking it to them, you know. South Carolina just really took it to them this weekend. And two, you know, I said good defensive team. A lot of the games, they had a bunch of errors. The bullpen didn't pitch well. So Vanderbilt, very disappointing weekend from those guys.
Yeah, you had them on your up last week, so you quickly moved them back down. It seems to be a trend. It's like that. Smitty buy. Nope, sell. And
let me tell you something. You cannot let me down. You have to be on every weekend or you're going down in my
life. Yeah. Big slate Thursday. We've got number 5 LSU taking on number 1 Arkansas, number 14 Virginia taking on Duke, number 23 Auburn taking on number 7 A&M. Number 4, Clemson taking on Miami. That looks like the South Carolina at Alabama should be good. A little more comments here. Bazana was in the SEC. Oh, for sure. I mean, Wyatt Langford was talked about, that Dylan Cruz all the time last year. And
well, I think you'd even get more recognition if the Pac-12 was worth a shit this year.
Yeah. Doing it against weak competition.
Yeah.
But yeah, big slate again. This
you got Florida, Mississippi weekend. State. Mississippi State's obviously bouncing back. That should be a big series.
Yep, that one starts Friday. You've got North Carolina, Wake Forest. That's going to be a good test for North Carolina because I think Chase Burns is pretty much automatic for Wake. But the Friday and Sunday games will be If they're anything like this past weekend, it's going to be head scratching for sure. Georgia, Tennessee should be a fun series too, but we will be back later on this week with the preview show for week 7. Can't believe it's already week 7, guys.
It's crazy.
For Q, Smitty, thank you all for tuning in. We'll see you later this week.